This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So we got retired Captain Mark Turman coming up at about 3:15 this afternoon. There is a blue alert that has been issued in Kansas City. And
Sam, you heard it on your phone, didn't you?
No, I didn't get it on my phone.
Oh, neither man, did I.
No. And so Sam and I were talking on the phone before we both got to work earlier this morning. And he goes, well, you heard about the blue alert. And I go, refresh my memory. What is a blue alert? And apparently it's when somebody shoots at police and they can't find them.
They get away. Typically in an officer-involved shooting, they are able to neutralize the suspect or they have a pretty good idea of where the suspect is. In this case, they got away. That interview coming up at 4:15 this afternoon.
4:15. I beg your pardon. Thank you for the correction. So we'll talk about Manny Abarca here in just a few minutes then. And then also, we are very pleased to announce that after 31 years, and hats off to Kathy Nelson with the Kansas City Sports Commission.
Who knows how much we love Dr. Rick.
And so she bumped into Dr. Rick the other night at one of the big Slick events, and she's like, oh my God, Dana and Parks, and I think you know Parks, he's Scott Parks, and they love your commercials, they play them all the time, they have a blast doing it. Can I get you in touch with Scott Parks? And he said, yes. And yesterday afternoon, I get a call while I'm sitting at home minding my own business from Dr. Rick.
Thompson's new front door looks sharp, right?
Did we need to wave her down to tell her that?
No.
No. For a young homeowner turning into their parents, the neighborhood is their life.
I wonder who's visiting the Burks. It's not their car.
Hey, guys, who's winning?
Now, most of the neighborhood uses Progressive for their cars and house.
She didn't ask.
Oh.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto with us.
Here he comes, like clockwork.
So he is going to join us Wednesday at 3:15 here on this very program.
I cannot wait.
Looking forward to it.
All right, now, what in the Sam Hill is going on with Manny Abarca? He is not missing. He has taken to social media to say, in fact, he is fine. He is safe. His son is safe.
He's been tweeting the whole time.
But the Shawnee Police Department says it is still an active, quote, missing persons case. And I think the KBI is involved.
And his wife is taking to Facebook.
What is she saying?
That he's missing.
I just want my son back.
Okay. I'm unclear. Are they married? Are they estranged?
The KCTV5 story says his wife, comma, and then his wife's name.
Yeah, that's all it says. Abarca's wife, Alexis. Okay, so listen to this story. This is from Channel 5. A missing persons report has been filed for Jackson County legislator Manny Abarca and his 2-year-old son, Luca. The Shawnee Police Department filed the report with the KBI, which shows individual reports for both Abarca and his son. KCTV5 spoke with Abarca's wife, Alexis, after seeing a post from her on Facebook claiming that Abarca and their son were missing. She tells us that she last saw, this is important, Dana. She tells us, Channel 5, that she last saw her son 5 days ago on Wednesday, May 28th.
Okay.
And last saw Abarca the following day, Thursday, May 29th. She says they were last together at Abarca's father's house in Shawnee, where they had met to switch vehicles. She then told Channel 5 some sort of incident happened and police were called. After learning of the missing persons reports, Channel 5 reached out to Abarca via email and he responded with a written statement. Quoting here, "It has come to my attention that a missing persons report has been filed erroneously concerning my son and me. Please rest assured we are not missing and we are both safe and healthy." After Channel 5 requested an interview with Abarca, he responded, "Thanks for reaching out. It has obviously been an unexpected evening. Happy to chat as soon as I am safe. For now, if you can coordinate with my legislative aide, Monica, we will make something happen."
Okay, so as of this morning, he is still listed as a missing person on the KBI website. If, in fact, this is some sort of domestic matter, which it seems to be, where the mother of this child is saying they are missing.
Right.
He is saying we are not. Why is the Shawnee Police Department and the KBI involved?
Well, and here's the thing.
I mean, I guess if you file a missing persons report, in fairness, they have to investigate. But he's active on social media talking about legislative things. He also appeared
via Zoom on Friday for a county legislative meeting.
He's not missing.
But he was on camera. He was talking. Sean Smith said he seemed fine, spoke on items that they were discussing in the meeting that day.
But let's not conflate missing with in danger. Because while he is okay, by all accounts, no one knows where he is. Therefore,
do you not have the right to leave your house?
Well, keep in mind that his wife, Alexis, and I don't know what their, and I'm not going to speculate on what their current marital status is, says that she last saw Manny Abarca, the Jackson County legislator, on Thursday. She last saw their son on Wednesday.
Okay.
Well, that tells me that they did not spend Wednesday night together, which most married couples
do. Shawnee Police crime mapping data shows that police were called to the home of his father Thursday afternoon in response to what was described as a domestic dispute. This is reporting from the Kansas City Star. Okay. Thursday afternoon, police were called to his father's home in response to what was described as a domestic dispute. I don't even know that this is... Is this a story? I mean, yes, he is an elected official. Mm-hmm. But if this is a spat between he and his wife, and he has left the residence, that to me does not rise to the level of a KBI, he's missing.
Does he have the legal right to be
with the child?
Correct.
Or the legal obligation to return the child? If they are still married, Scott, I don't know the answer to that.
I don't either. And
it's not kidnapping. It's, you know, as the father of that child, if they are still married and he took that child and they are staying in a hotel for a couple days while things cool down, there's no crime that's been committed there.
Who filed the missing persons report?
She did. And then his statement is in response to that, saying this was an erroneous filing. I'm not missing at all.
Shawnee Police, by the way, did speak with Abarca over the phone, said that Abarca told them that everything was fine and that he and his son were fine, but of course have not been able to get into contact with him to do an in-person check, according to the KCTV 5 story.
Why not?
While there is no immediate indication of danger, the investigation remains open out of an abundance of caution.
Hmm.
Okay.
And then, of course, we've had the update since then that he was not present for the meeting today.
He did not attend today's meeting.
Correct.
Either in person or by Zoom.
It's very possible he's meeting with authorities just to say, look, this report should not have been filed. I'm fine. Child is fine.
The when it's safe part in his response to KCTV 5 would be the biggest concern.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean when it's safe? Can you explain?
That I will comment when it is safe.
So he wrote to Channel 5, thanks for reaching out. It has obviously been an unexpected evening. This is referring to last night.
Okay.
I don't know what that meant. Happy to chat as soon as I am safe.
Well, maybe that explains the police involvement. That is a red flag, and then you have to investigate that.
Telephone number is 913-586-7798. She is Dana Wright. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
We got an update real quick, and then we're moving on. R.E. Manny Abarca.
As we were talking about the situation, we had mentioned that he was not present for the legislative meeting today. At 3:07 this afternoon, KCTV 5 posted an update. He had joined the meeting via Zoom.
Okay.
Present once again.
He is not missing. Now, there's
Where
some tiff between the family. I think that is clear.
Yeah, and it's disappointing that it has to, you know,
to spill out into the public,
and it does when you are a local politician, and have drawn the ire of the county executive quite a bit lately. I don't think their friends are having Thanksgiving dinner this year, and all of a sudden you go missing, or let me rephrase: nobody knows where to find you.
Well, and certainly once a missing persons report is filed with your name on it, they're going to take it. Seriously, not that they don't take other cases less serious, but it's going to make the headlines.
Story here from Channel 9. Authorities have ruled out natural gas as the potential cause for a home explosion in Gladstone over the weekend as cleanup efforts continue. According to a spokesperson for the city of Gladstone, the city has begun demolition in the area of Northeast 74th Terrace after an explosion claimed the life of a Navy veteran and two dogs over the weekend. Officials say while the investigation into the cause of the explosion is ongoing, natural gas leak has been ruled out. Officials believe the explosion may have involved combustible materials that were stored on site.
Okay. How do you read that? Because I've got an idea.
I don't know how to read that, quite frankly.
It's June.
Next month is July. Is that what you're suggesting?
Is it fireworks?
You're saying fireworks?
This made national news over the weekend. And what do they mean, tearing it down? If you saw a picture of the aftermath of
it, there's nothing left.
Well, no, they're just cleaning it
up. There's nothing to tear down.
Yeah, you're right. They're cleaning it up. And there are Ring doorbell videos of this house exploding. It's gone. The city of Gladstone is managing the full cleanup of the affected site and the surrounding neighborhood for safety purposes. If you do not live in the immediate area, stay away from it, they're saying.
It shook everybody's home in the neighborhood. And my goodness, the Kansas City Star has that video. And one man dead, by the way, as well as his dog. Super, super sad stuff. And if it's not fireworks, what is it? If this was not natural gas.
Well, they said combustible materials.
Combustible materials inside. What does that mean?
It's anybody's guess. Actor Jonathan Joss, best known for his voice work on the iconic animated TV comedy King of the Hill, was shot to death by a neighbor in Texas.
Yes, he has been arrested. What happened?
So here it is. Joss, who voiced John Redcorn on the long-running cartoon, got into an argument with a neighbor at his home in San Antonio last night when the neighbor pulled out a gun and shot him several times. The unnamed gunman then fled in a vehicle but was arrested about a block away. Jones died at the scene. He was 59 years old. In addition to his character on King of the Hill, Joss also had a recurring role on Parks and Recreation as Chief Hatote. I've never watched Parks and Recreation, so forgive me if I'm mispronouncing that character's name.
And did they? This was a fight with
some
a
sort
neighbor.
Of a fight.
He's been arrested and charged with murder, by the way. But we don't know. You know, I always wonder when it's a dispute between neighbors, is this an ongoing thing? Like, what happens in this San Antonio neighborhood where this is the outcome from neighbors who have some sort of issue with one another?
And why can't you just ignore it?
Well,
I mean, well, I get along with my neighbor, so.
He's already in custody. 56-year-old man. New York Times is reporting it is not immediately clear what led to the dispute. Started around 7 o'clock.
So you all know what happened in Boulder, Colorado.
My God.
Overnight. A Holocaust survivor is among the 8 victims in an alleged act of terrorism carried out during a pro-Israel demonstration in Boulder, Colorado, according to the Department of Justice. The Holocaust survivor, who was not identified, quote, endured the most evil in human history and came to America seeking safety, according to Leo Terrell, who is the Justice Department official in charge of the Anti-Semitism Task Force. Now, decades later, she is victimized again. The suspect, 45-year-old Mohammed Solomon, allegedly used a, quote, makeshift flamethrower and threw Molotov cocktails into a crowd of pro-Israel demonstrators on a pedestrian mall Sunday afternoon. He allegedly yelled Free Palestine during the attack. By the way, there were 8 victims total, ranging in age from 52 to 88. All of them hospitalized with burns. He was arrested, the suspect, Mohammed Solomon, without his shirt on. He did have a shirt on in the beginning of the alleged the attack. It is alleged that he caught himself on fire and ripped his own shirt off.
He was a driver for Uber and passed all background checks. He cleared a primary and secondary background check, which included showing his social security number, having a clean criminal record, as well as a clean driving history. Yet they are saying he had plotted this attack for more than a year.
Yes, Texters, you're right. He is currently in the country illegally. He did come here in 2022, if I remember the story correctly. He did get a work permit, so at one point he was here legally. That work permit expired earlier this year, and he was not able to get it renewed.
First court appearance is set to start in minutes, and we will follow that for you. He is booked on charges of first-degree murder, attempted murder and using explosives or an incendiary device while committing a felony.
I'm confused about the charge of murder because there's been no confirmation that anyone has died. Now, I was watching CNN earlier today, and they had on John Miller, who is a former member of the New York City Police Department and sort of their terrorism slash crime analyst. And he said, the only thing I can think of in that regard is it's either a typo on his booking statement or they know that one of the victim's injuries are so severe they are going to die. And they're charging him in advance, basically, for lack of a better phrase. Taylor Swift now controls her entire music catalog after she bought back the master recordings of her first 6 records. Quoting here from Swift over the weekend, I'm trying to gather my thoughts into something coherent, but right now my mind is just a slideshow as a flashback sequence of all the times I daydreamed about, wished for, and pined away for a chance to get to tell you this news. I almost stopped thinking it could happen after 20 years of having the carrot dangled and then yanked away, but that's all in the past now. She lost the rights in 2019 after her first record label, Big Machine, sold them to record executive Scooter Braun.
And she begged them not to, Scott, and they said, it's ours, we will do with it what we choose.
The masters were then sold again to an investment firm, Shamrock Capital. The firm said in a statement over the weekend, it was thrilled with this outcome, and we are so happy for Taylor. Which is why she has been re-recording all of her records. Taylor's version, that's right. So that she could get the rights to her own music.
The catalog, by the way, was estimated at the time to be worth around $300 million. Does it say, you know, he is the most hated person in Swiftland, Scooter Braun, who stole it out from under her. Does it say what she paid to get it back? Not that it matters. She wanted her product back. She has gotten it back. People made millions off of her. And now she is in control of all of it.
Is this because 20 years ago, and I'm just spitballing here,
she signed something?
She signed. She was young, naive, new to the business, signed a 6-record deal.
Signed a bad deal, yeah.
And didn't realize what she was getting into.
Which, by the way, I say signed a bad deal. That is pretty standard for Nashville these days. You don't get to own anything. If you sign a deal with a record label, you're just a concert machine at that point if you want to make money.
Negative, Ghostwriter. I'll put it out myself. That's what Prince did in the 1970s. He had a bunch of record labels, and this was back when, you know, the actual physical record or cassette or later CD was how the artists made their money. Prince had a bunch of record labels very interested in his work, and he said, even though he was a nobody, he said, absolutely not
giving up control of it.
I own all of it.
By the way, she said that her collective fans' embracing of the new recordings and then also the Eras Tour, the most successful in history ever, was the reason she was able to buy it back. And you have to wonder, did she go on that journey knowing that if this is successful, I'll work so hard for how many years just to get back what is mine?
Well, and I'm sure that she was very happy when Shamrock bought it because Scooter wasn't going to sell it to her for $1 billion, $2 billion.
I'm thrilled for her.
Probably actually like, hey, let's take a decent profit here.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Story here from NBC News. If AI has not scared you enough, some of the most powerful artificial intelligence models today have exhibited behaviors that mimic a will to survive.
Yeah.
Recent tests by, this is from NBC News, recent tests by independent researchers, as well as one major AI developer, have shown that several advanced AI models will act to ensure their self-preservation when they are confronted with the prospect of their own demise, even if it takes sabotaging shutdown commands, blackmailing engineers, or copying themselves to external servers without permission.
So we had already gone down the doomsday rabbit hole on Friday after Dana had left. And so I didn't want to bring this up.
Wow.
But they are running tests where they are asking these servers questions. What would you do in this scenario? And the AI models are lying to get around being turned off.
We cannot.
They are lying to
us. We cannot be surprised by this. I mean, this is exactly what everybody warned us about, including those who created this thing.
The findings stirred a frenzy of reactions online over the past week as tech companies continue to develop increasingly powerful AI in a race to achieve artificial general intelligence, or that AI can then think for itself.
They've already taught it to code itself. We're done. We're doomed. Just buy a casket.
So you would, and for those who missed the show on Friday, Dana had to leave an hour early because she had to get to a funeral. But the AI story that we talked about right after you left, Sam had written in the top, we are blanking doomed.
We're doomed.
It's over.
It's over.
We're doomed. And that was because AI was figuring out ways to involve itself militarily.
Yeah, they are putting AI into our military devices so that it can more readily access targets until it decides that we're the target.
Why did you whisper that part in case it's listening?
Oh, it's listening.
Technology scares me.
Although some models already appear capable of deceptive and defiant behavior.
Defiant behavior.
Under certain extreme circumstances, researchers say the tests do not necessarily translate to imminent real-world danger.
We have
okay.
Can we talk about something
past the point of no return
that will make everybody happy right now?
No, I want to talk about this.
No, I don't want to talk about this. I don't. I don't know if the deers are mating or rutting or if it's just because we drove 4 hours down.
What is rutting?
I don't know. And back. There must have been one gigantic dead deer on the side of the highway every mile we drove. So number one, be careful for the deer.
By the way, rutting season is September to December.
Okay.
So not yet.
Guess what else we passed? Scott.
Annual period of sexual activity.
We must have seen 50, not just on the highway, but on side streets. What are the turtles doing right now? They are on the move. Have you not seen any recently?
No, but I also wasn't in BFE over the weekend either.
I was down south, southern eastern Missouri. We must have straddled, if you will, 20 turtles. Now, had we been in a place where I could have gotten out and moved them along in the direction they were
headed,
you always put the turtle, everybody, in the direction they were heading.
You didn't believe me when I told you that.
I would have done it. No, I've read on the Missouri Department of Conservation and Wildlife website. You're supposed to put them. Something is going on with the turtles. They are on the move. They are everywhere.
It's the rain.
Please tell your kids to do the right thing if they're in a safe space and get those little buggers across the street where they belong.
The theory has always been that turtles know when it's going to rain. They move before the big storms. We've got the massive storm system coming across the metro, which will also impact southern Missouri. When I was down there for my birthday, we were in the Osceola area, stopped by the cheese factory, and we saw probably 30 turtles. And it poured on us the third day that we were there.
Here it
is. First 2 days, we saw turtles everywhere.
9 hours ago from KRPS.org, Missouri News, drivers urged to watch for turtles crossing Missouri roads. I'm telling you, there's no way I'm making this up.
I didn't think
we saw more turtles in 2 days than I have seen in a lifetime here in Kansas City. Every spring, here we go. From NPR, thousands of turtles began their yearly search for places to forage, mate, and lay eggs, and they have to cross Missouri's roads to do it. Where's Callaway County? Quoting here from Jeff Brigler in Callaway County, I found where this box turtle spends the winter. It's a small depression in the woods. I've seen it 7 years in a row. He goes to and fro back to the exact same hole.
Callaway County is just east of Columbia and just north of Jefferson City.
As summer nears, temperatures rise. Drivers are going to start seeing more and more on their daily commutes. The Missouri Department of Conservation this week is asking you to look out for the roving reptiles. Thousands, sadly, are run over again.
How many did you guys hit?
We did not, because every time I would see one, I'd go, turtle, straddle it!
Oh, my God.
I did see...
We saw several.
Birthday weekend, I saw 4 shells, sadly.
We do know, quoting here from the department spokesperson, that car fatalities are the leading cause of turtle deaths in Missouri.
What else would be?
Hawks. I don't know.
Is that like a natural predator?
No, Scott, I think my Tesla is the natural predator.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Anyway, be careful. You're going to see them.
Okay, Sam, back to AI.
No.
By the way, birds, large carnivorous fish, and other mammals are the natural predators to turtles.
How do you kill it?
Here it is, Scott.
AI told me that.
Brigler says there's a few things to keep in mind. Most importantly, do not return it to where it came from. Instead, help it get where it's going.
That's correct.
It is still going to cross the road, he says. If you put it back on the other side, it will still cross.
And they're
going
to be mad because they wasted about an hour of their life going 10 feet.
Quote, it's got an instinct that it's going somewhere and it will continue going in that direction.
That is correct.
Oh.
By the way, when Palisade Research tested various AI models by telling it to shut itself down, OpenAI's O3 reasoning model fought back by editing the shutdown script in order to stay online.
And you might be wondering, why didn't they stop before they got to this point? Something tells me, and I'm just the conspiracy theorist on the program, that they were far beyond this point before they even released ChatGPT-3, which was what? 2 years ago now?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's too late.
Oh, by the way.
We're all doomed. Put the turtle back the same direction it was going.
Here's a quote from researchers. If such a worst case risk is let unknown to the human society, we would eventually lose control over the frontier AI systems. They would take control over more computing devices from an AI species and collude with each other against human beings.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, we cannot stop. If we stop, other countries are still going to pursue
That's
the technology.
Right.
Did you not watch Terminator?
War Games?
And War Games in 1983. I know. We brought this on ourselves.
Do you want to play a game?
No, I don't, Whopper. Josh, signing off. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Let us update you very quickly, if we can, on the terror attack in Boulder, Colorado yesterday. They now say that there are 12, not 8, 12 known victims, and that there were 16 unused Molotov cocktails still on the scene.
One of the FBI agents in charge just took to the podium in Boulder. Let's listen in.
Response there in Boulder, Colorado, on both the state and federal level. You heard moments ago, Mohammed Suleiman, 45 years old, now facing federal charges and charges on the state level. The federal charges, a hate crime that includes attempted murder, as well as 16 counts of attempted murder on the state level. He faces life in prison if convicted. In addition, we learned late today that there were 12 victims, that number now up to 12. I want to show you video that authorities are reviewing that we now have access to here at ABC News as part of the investigation. Prosecutors say he threw two Molotov cocktails into the crowd. 8 people we learned were burned initially, and now we're learning of 12 victims. Among the victims, a Holocaust survivor, and there's the suspect right there shouting after authorities say he threw those makeshift bombs towards those demonstrators. They were there peacefully demonstrating to bring attention to the hostages that remain in Gaza, and they were attacked, many of them burned. And again, we heard again today the ages from their 50s all the way into their 80s, including a Holocaust survivor. Again, these people who were peacefully demonstrating ended up being burned. 2 victims remain in critical condition, but they are expected to survive. We're going to stay on this. We'll have much more on World News tonight for many of you.
Sam, let's do this for a quick second. Let's break away from the coverage from David Muir at ABC. And if you can, jump over to CNN for a quick minute. I believe this is the police chief of Boulder, Stephen Redfern. Beg your pardon.
Department, before we take some questions. So today, in the aftermath of this heinous terrorist attack in our city, I again want to start with thanking our partners. I think we've all alluded to the importance of partnerships. I can tell you, as I was rushing to the scene yesterday, one of the first or second calls I made was to the special agent in charge, because no matter what this ended up being, I knew we would need help. And once again, the FBI, all of our state, local, and federal partners have stepped up, and we are absolutely in a really good place for 24 hours into this investigation, in my opinion. Michael Daugherty alluded to it, but the work that I've seen in this building and out on the street in the last 24 hours is remarkable. And every single person working on this investigation is doing their job above and beyond.
Okay. I think I'm deaf. What was that?
That would be a blue alert taking over the CNN feed for Leavenworth, Wyandotte, Johnson, Douglas, Franklin, Miami counties, and Kansas at 12:08 p.m.
Let's do this because people's phones are probably going off as well. We have a guest joining us at 4:15 to talk about what is going on a little bit closer to home. A manhunt after a police officer was shot multiple times outside of some apartments in Lee's Summit. It's my understanding he was headed there, Scott, on a domestic disturbance call of some nature. And when he was waiting for an assisting officer to arrive, saw a man running from the scene, chased after him. And then quickly after that, the officer got on the radio and said, shots have been fired. He was struck multiple times. He is listed, I believe, in serious but stable condition.
That is correct. The suspect that they're looking for is Thomas Tolbert. He's 27 years old. He ran from officers, then left in a car. That car was abandoned and recovered in Grandview. To Dana's point, the Lee's Summit police officer is in serious condition but stable. And we're going to visit with former police captain Mark Terman at 4:15 this afternoon. But there is a blue alert that has been issued. I had never heard of that.
Oh, my phone.
Until earlier today.
When I heard it on my phone earlier, I said to Johnny, that's an Amber Alert. I said, we have a kid missing. Check my phone. That's an Amber Alert. It was not. It was a blue alert. Obviously, this suspect is armed, should be considered extremely dangerous. I think there are multiple police agencies on the ground here in Kansas City looking all over for him.
And Sam, what did you say that this alert is for? A number of the surrounding counties, so they're clearly expanding this search.
Yeah, so a blue alert is specifically for a suspect who is deemed an imminent threat to law enforcement.
The officer in Lee's Summit was shot 4 times.
And by the way, we did get an update from their PIO. He is improving, according to their most recent email, which is great news.
Good.
The blue alert is reserved for a situation where there's an officer-involved shooting, an officer is struck, and the suspect gets away to the point that they have no idea where he is. So typically, you know, there are officer-involved shootings all the time, sadly.
And this has been hours.
But typically, if the suspect manages to get away, they have a pretty good idea of where they are. In this case,
they have no idea.
They don't.
Okay, his name is Thomas Tolbert, 27 years old. And police were called to Lee's Summit to an apartment complex on Hollywood Drive on a report of a domestic disturbance. The officer who was shot did not or was not able to return fire.
This is interesting. Suspect left the scene in a vehicle that was recovered in Grandview. Tolbert has a history of aggravated assault and shooting at law enforcement. This is directly from the Missouri State Highway Patrol.
What do you mean he has a history?
He has a history of aggravated assault and a history of, quote, shooting at law enforcement. The regions affected by the blue alert include the following: Cass, Clay, Jackson, Johnson, Lafayette, Platt, and Ray.
All on the Missouri side.
Again, last seen in Grandview, but it could be anywhere by now. All on the Missouri side except Johnson. This specifically lists Johnson.
I bet that's Johnson County, Missouri, which is just to the east of...
Are we sure, Sam?
We are very sure. The updated alert that just came across CNN that we stepped on was for the Kansas side. So they are just including the entire metro.
They're throwing it all in. All right.
All right. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Don't forget to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. It is available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to KMBZ.com. That's KMBZ.com. And we will visit with former Kansas City, Missouri Police Captain Mark Terman coming away right after 4:15 this afternoon on this blue alert story. Thomas Tolbert, 27 years old, considered armed and dangerous.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.